The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello and welcome. And when you think about retirement, what comes to mind? Is it rest, freedom, or maybe a deeper sense of purpose? Well, we here at Faith and Retirement want to help you honor God with your money. Have you invited God into your retirement planning? If you're not sure, stay with us. If your financial picture isn't quite as bright as you'd like it to be, stay here. Jay Peroni has all the latest for you. Jay, how are you today?
Doing fantastic. This spring season, allergies going around. I know I'm hitting my house. I know you're having allergies, so watery eyes and lots of sneezing and coughing this time of year, but spring is a beautiful time of year.
That's right. We have a cough button here in the studio, so that's good. But it's also baseball season, and that's a blessing. So, Jay, how does Faith Investor Services help the Christian community with their financial planning needs?
Yeah, at Faith Investor Services, Tom, our mission really is to help Christians make financial decisions that are not only wise, that's important, but also aligned with their values and biblical principles. And we believe that faith and finances don't have to live in separate worlds. A lot of people have them compartmentalized, but the Bible has a lot to say about money, stewardship, and generosity. In fact, Jesus spoke more about money and possessions than any other topic. And one of our guiding verses at Faith Investor Services is Proverbs 3:9, which says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops. And that reminds us that our resources truly are a gift from God, and managing them is well a form of worship. We worship, and it's an act of worship. And what makes Faith Investor Services unique is we specialize in biblically responsible investing. And that means we carefully screen the investments to avoid companies that go against biblical teachings, things like abortion, pornography, other practices that don't align with Christian values. And at the same time, we also seek out opportunities that promote human dignity, stewardship of God's creation, and care for the vulnerable. So whether you're saving for retirement or building a college fund or just trying to be a good steward of what God's given to you, we want to walk alongside our listeners. We want to offer investment solutions, planning tools to help them grow their wealth without compromising their faith. And if it resonates with you, if you're listening today, I wrote a book. It's called 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. You can go to faithandretirement.com to get a free copy of that ebook. And in this guide, you're going to find some resources, some faith-based investment options, and ways to connect with an advisor who understands your faith values and financial goals. And, you know, at the end of the day, let's plan wisely, invest faithfully, and honor God in all that we do.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge and no obligation? You really can do that, and that is a service and an offer we provide to you today. Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. Wow, the headlines, Jay, it's been crazy. In the uncertain economy,
for sure.
You have rising inflation. Some people are talking about a recession out there, market volatility. The fear index is up. So for our listening audience who are believers, how can you ensure that their retirement plans are not just financially sound, but also rooted in the Bible and biblical principles?
Yeah, that's an important question, Tom, right? At the end of the day, we must be both practical and spiritual. And let's remember, God's not surprised by the headlines, inflation, the economy. He's our provider in every season. And Proverbs 21:5 is really a good verse to think of in these times. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. So yes, we should plan, but we plan with trust in God. That's the huge difference in why we do what we do as Christians, not to have fear of the future, but to put our trust and our emphasis in God, right? He's the creator. He cares about the birds and the flowers. So think about how much he cares about us as his creation. Financially, it also means making wise, measured decisions, avoiding high-risk gambles in these unstable markets, diversifying your investments, and considering working with a faith-based financial advisor who understands biblical stewardship, and also prioritize eliminating debt and maintaining margin, because freedom comes with flexibility. But here's the real key, Tom. Biblical retirement isn't about coasting, it's about redeployment. In Luke 12, 34, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So we're very concerned about our treasure, right? Some people, your treasure might be your 401k or your IRA or your stocks or even your house. But once we stop working, we also want to make sure that we have an established plan. And that's what we help our clients at Faith Investor Services is we take time to pray with our clients. We ask for God's wisdom, his vision for your future, because there's nowhere in the Bible that talks about retirement. And we want to help you make sure you've got a plan that really lines up with his plan. And we can help you do that at Faith Investor Services through holistic, biblically based financial planning.
Jay, you really do that. I know you. I got a chance to sit down and have breakfast with you and your bride. And I want our listeners to really consider what we're talking about today. You mentioned safe havens. As gold prices are spiking and investors are looking for safe havens, Jay, how do you make sure that the client's investments reflect a heart of faith instead of fear? And how can you help them align their portfolios with what God is calling them to do?
Yeah, first off, Tom, our clients at Faith Investor Services already own gold and silver, along with gold and silver miners. We own these ahead of the times like these, and that's really part of a well-diversified portfolio. So it's really having a good plan of stocks and bonds, real estate, having some commodities, gold and silver. And you know, when gold prices are spiking like we're seeing right now, what that tells us is that fear is in the driver's seat. Fear of inflation, uncertainty in the markets, even the global instability, the trade wars, tariffs, whatever you want to point as the culprit right now. But the world runs to what are seen as safe havens when there's all this uncertainty. It's like a kryptonite for the stock market. People want safety and they look for things like gold and silver and cash. And really, the question I ask to all of my clients and the listeners who call in for a free consultation is, what's the foundation of your financial decisions? Is it being driven by faith or fear? And at the heart of it, my role as a Christian faith-based financial advisor is to help my clients steward God's resources with both wisdom and peace. And that means not reacting out of panic when the markets are going down. We've got a plan. We're not going to abandon the plan just because the markets are going down. We want to make decisions that truly reflect our trust in God's provision and his purpose. We look at each person's goals, their calling, and most importantly, their values, because a portfolio should do more than just grow. It should honor God. And that's where we try at Faith Investor Services to produce what are called faithful returns. Good returns, but we look at the source of the profits. We look for companies that line up with God's word, and that are at least not violating his word. We see good, bad, and ugly choices every day in the investment in the stock market. Let's avoid the bad and ugly and focus on good companies. And let's have a conversation about it. If you're not sure where you're investing, you want to look at your portfolio from a financial perspective. Maybe you're concerned about the market going down or concerned about the source of the profits supporting companies that violate biblical principles. We can help you do that. We have tools. We can screen and clean your portfolio and give you another direction. You just go to faithandretirement.com, sign up for a free consultation, and we'll sit down, spend 30 minutes, get to know what you own. If you've got 401ks, IRAs, whatever you have, we can take a look at that and make sure it lines up with your Christian values.
That's great, Jay. And past performance is no guarantee of future results, but I will tell our listeners that we've done extremely well. And that, there are other national financial shows, but I don't know of one where someone can actually pick up the phone, hear this program, and give you a call toll free at 800-270-7310 and actually expect to speak with you. So I love that accessibility.
Personal touch.
And yeah, that's great. Well, Jay, coming back to something you mentioned earlier, that there is no mention of retirement in the scriptures, and I agree. How do you help your clients not only focus on good, sound financial principles for today, but also help prepare them for the future, not just to relax in the sofa or recliner, but to have a purposeful retirement?
You're right, Tom. There's no word for retirement in the Bible the way we think of it today. And scripture does talk about rest, but not stopping work altogether. And I always say people retire from something to something. Maybe you're selling a business or stepping away from a job, but as long as you're still breathing, God's not done with you yet. So the question is, what is that next chapter going to look like? So when I talk with clients about that next stage, I frame it in less than an end as more of a transition. And the question isn't, how do I stop working? It is, what is God calling me to in this next season of life? And that could be mentoring younger generations, volunteering, traveling with intention, or finally having the time and resources to pour into God's kingdom work in new ways, mission trips, or maybe volunteering and starting a ministry. But financially, we want to build that strong foundation with solid biblical principles, living within your means, eliminating debt, saving consistently, and investing wisely so you have the freedom to go where God's calling you. And we also want to talk to our clients and listeners about vision. What does a purposeful retirement look like to you? And how can you use your resources to not just have a life of comfort, but also to fulfill God's calling? So we're going to look at, how do we create income for life? We're going to look at three different sources of income: your pension. If you don't have one, we'll help you create a private pension. We'll look at your Social Security. We'll look at your assets, your income, and expenses, and help you map out a roadmap so that you don't run out of money in retirement, you don't pay too much in taxes, you combat inflation. And also, what happens if you or your spouse needs long-term care? We look at all those different angles, stress test it, and help you create a roadmap that has biblical focus. And that's really the difference at Faith Investor Services, is we're not selling products. We're a fiduciary. We're going to do a consultation. There's no charge for that initial consultation. We'll help you really prepare that roadmap for your future.
We're with Jay Peroni, and welcome to Faith in Retirement. We're so glad you're with us. You know, Jay, I have not used the T word yet today. I'm talking about tariffs. And a lot of people are wondering what on earth this is going to do to my retirement, to our plans. And so when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask you about that. Maybe you have money in motion or an inheritance or Social Security payment. You just got your first one. Whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income, you need to find out more about annuities, guaranteed income for life insurance, wealth accumulation. Just what is protective and what isn't? Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. We'll be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Well, Jay, we were talking about tariffs. I think some people are
T
terrified.
word.
Yeah. All the economic shifts happening, the headlines, is that going to affect food prices, 401ks? And how do you build a retirement plan in this environment?
Yeah, in today's world, Tom, we're facing a whirlwind right now of economic challenges. It feels like an economic storm all hitting us once, from global tariffs to inflation, the rising cost of food, and even fluctuations in our 401ks. People are saying to me, "Jay, I don't even want to look. That's how bad it's getting." And it seems like we can't escape the unpredictable nature of the markets. And it's enough to make people feel anxious about their financial futures. But here's the truth, right? As believers, we're called to a different way of living, one that does not rely on the ever-changing whims of the market. We're called to build our lives and our retirement on something far more stable, and that's God's eternal principles. And the Bible has a lot to say about how we manage our resources, and those teachings can serve a strong foundation for your retirement planning. Think of Proverbs 21:5, the plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. It reminds us that careful, thoughtful planning is essential, but it also tells us, Tom, that we don't need to place our trust in the stock market or worldly systems. Our true security, at the end of the day, comes from trusting God with our resources and knowing that He is the provider of everything we have. So when we build retirement plans for our clients, we stand firm on biblical principles. Let's make sure the investments line up with our biblical convictions. Let's make sure we're not supporting things that contradict His word, things like abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, mm-hmm. or even send our money to countries that are persecuting Christians like China. So we want to make sure that your financial plan aligns with your faith, and we're using your resources and helping you to do that in a way that honors God and blesses others. We say at Faith Investor Services, we want our clients to have more so we can help them give more. That's really the heart of what we do, helping you to build and grow and have more money so that you can give that away and support the local church, support ministries, causes that are really important to you. And we want to help you use your money to change the world in a positive way. That's really what we're about at Faith Investor Services.
Well, just knowing that you're overseeing our investments and that none of the money that we invest are going to abortions or objectionable lifestyle choices, all of the other things that people find objectionable in the Christian community, it just helps me to sleep better at night. And that's what I want for our listeners, too. Jay, why should somebody listening today consider working with a biblically based financial advisor instead of a traditional one? I mean, what difference does it really make?
Yeah, it's kind of the old, you know, being equally yoked. And I didn't know what that meant for the longest time. If you're a farmer, you know what it means. It's having two oxes, you know, and they're pulling in the, or animals pulling in the same direction. And it's, you know, kind of a tool that keeps them pushing together and they get more strength. And they say you shouldn't get married to someone who's not equally yoked, that doesn't have the same conviction and same faith as you. And it's the same with a financial advisor. I've seen a lot of financial advisors. They may even be Christians, but they're giving worldly advice. And when it comes to managing your finances, there's a huge difference between a traditional financial advisor and a biblically based financial advisor. Traditional advisors are going to focus more on market trends and maximizing returns, but a biblically based advisor takes it a step further. They're going to not only look at your financial goals, but also consider God's principles of stewardship, generosity, integrity in every decision that we make. They not only look at financial goals, but we also want to make sure that the investments line up with your values, avoiding debt traps, and creating a plan that honors both your financial needs and your faith. So for us, you know, working with a biblically based advisor means making decisions for your future that reflect your Christian values. That's a huge difference from worldly advice. It's about building wealth that doesn't just last, but has a, serves a higher purpose. And if you want to manage your money in a different way that's aligned with your faith, this approach can make all the difference in the world. So that's the big difference between traditional and biblically based advisors.
Give Jay a call and just ask your questions about your family financial situation. He is available and willing to help you at 800-270-7310. Very accessible at that number, 800-270-7310. You could send him an email at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And first and foremost, going to the website is a great tool for you, faithandretirement.com. So, Jay, do you have a couple of listener stories to share from the past few weeks? How have you been helping people transition from worldly financial advice like we've talked about to biblically based financial advice?
Yeah, I've got a couple examples that stand, you know, come to my mind. One listener was Christine from Florida, and she reached out several weeks ago, deeply stressed about her financial future. She was following some popular financial advice, investing heavily in very high risk stocks, maxing out credit cards to finance her lifestyle, living beyond her means. And she felt stuck and uncertain, especially when it came to aligning her finances with her faith. And after discussing the situation, having a consultation, We helped her transition by starting with biblical principles like stewardship and living within her means. And we also introduced her to the concept of debt-free living, referencing scriptures like Proverbs 22:7, which says the borrower is servant to the lender. And today, Sarah has not only moved getting out of credit card debt, but she's funded an emergency fund, and she's also rolled over her 401k so that it's being managed in a biblically responsible fashion and not taking more risk than she can afford and not losing sleep at night. That's another thing that she was finding, that she was losing sleep knowing that it was going up and down, and she just felt like she was gambling with her money, and quite honestly, Tom, she was. So we helped her have a better financial future. Another story is Jim in Texas. He was following a financial guru who was recommending aggressive wealth building strategies, consistently chasing the next big thing. And it left him feeling very anxious and disconnected from his faith. He was following newsletters and didn't know when to buy, when to sell, and just was bombarded with a whole bunch of different things. And finally, he said, "Jay, I'm not doing a very good job. You've shown me that. It's not biblically aligned. I'm not getting good returns. Here you go. Here's my portfolio." It was over $1 million, Tom. And he really just said, "You know, I know you can do much better than me. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants." And we helped him roll the money over, get it biblically aligned. And coming into this market downturn, he's like, "Thank you, Jay. I looked at what my portfolio would have been had I stayed where I was, and I'd be down quite significantly from where we are here. So thank you." And that really is just another listener story of, you know, someone that's there watching your portfolio, making sure it lines up with your faith and values and is heading in the right direction. And we can play offense or defense at Faith Investor Services. When times are good, we'll go on offense. But when times are very uncertain, like they are, we can play a little defense, more gold and silver, more stability, more industries and companies that are, you know, people are going to buy no matter what the markets are doing. Think food, think utilities. You're going to keep the gas and electric on, and you're going to still need your prescription medicine and all these other things. So we look for companies that are more defensive when we go into these hard times.
Well, Jay, I want to ask you about any final thoughts you might have. We have about a minute and a half here, so I'll get right to it. But if you have to predict what's going to be happening here in 2025, are you optimistic or pessimistic?
I'm still optimistic. I think this downturn is a good buying opportunity. If we remember COVID, everyone thought the world was going to end and, you know, human existence was going to be gone and we'd be living in, you know, zombie land or something. And the market's really panicked. And we're seeing the same thing with these tariffs. You know, there's same fear levels of COVID, people just very uncertain, very concerned about the future. So we're seeing, you know, those same panic levels. And eventually, I think this is going to bottom out and we're going to head back up. So if you like things on sale, stocks are on sale. So it's a great time to be buying, in my opinion. I think you'll be happy a year, 2 years from now that you brought some money into the markets.
Very good. You talk about zigging when other people are zagging, and it's been good. And, you know, God's word is clear. My God will supply all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. We are thankful that you were part of this radio audience today. Don't forget to get your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. My friend has written it, fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. It's unapologetically Christian in its approach, and you can get your free download right now with absolutely no cost and no obligation. And a couple of ways to do that. The easiest way is go to the website, faithinretirement.com. Ask your own specific family questions at 800-270-7310, and as always, no obligation. Jay, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, great to have you with us. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry program, and we will see you back here, same station, same time, next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.